Balance.
Balance.
An instrument for weighing.
Balance.
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 A means of judging or deciding.
Balance. Balance.
On this episode of Finding Balance, I am spotlighting junior Carly Janesco and her experience finding balance with her part-time job and schoolwork. I want high schoolers to know that balance can be found when having such a busy schedule. As a senior in high school, I have understood the struggle of finding balance in my activities with my schoolwork. I've been involved in choir, clubs, youth groups, extracurriculars, and I have had a couple part-time jobs. While doing all of these things, I have also managed to have decent grades.
Okay, so we have our normal deal. It's actually called the deal. It's a large one-pot being presented.
My name is Carly, and I am a junior. I work at Hotbox in Carmel.
Carly has worked at Hotbox since March 2016. Just like me, she understands how important finding balance is. Her schoolwork is her first priority and has many strategies to get her homework done when she has a shift after school.
Well, normally I'll just do my homework like right after school, or then I'll like go to work at 5. So I have like some time after I get home from school to like get everything done, and then I just start work at 5. So
Carly even found time to do homework an hour before her shift at her sibling's sporting event.
Because I had my brother's basketball game before this, so then I just kind of did my homework at the game and I came straight to this. So,
although the thought of finding balance with work and homework may seem overwhelming to Carly, she really does love her job. It keeps her busy and she enjoys working with customers.
It's kind of crazy so far and really, really busy. It just gets busy around like 7, so hopefully I'll slow down soon. Yeah. I've just been running the counter, and I've been answering phones like crazy and running around getting everyone their water, so.
Mrs. Johnson is a counselor at Carmel High School. She believes that all students have the potential to balance both a part-time job and schoolwork.
Some students just might be needs to be taught how to do, you know, that balance or what that balance looks like. Because I'm not sure that it's something that's innate in all of us and knowing exactly how to spend our time.
Although all students have the potential to balance both school and a part-time job, some students need help on how to manage their time.
I always suggest outlining your time, and I think that's a huge piece in time management. And so oftentimes I'll just sit down with a student and we will map out somebody's afternoon. So we'll say, okay, let's do an Excel spreadsheet. And we'll say, okay, so from 8 o'clock in the morning until 3, we know you're in school. And then we look at gaps of time after that. So 30-minute time frames. What are you doing from 3 until 3:30? What do you do from 3:30 until 4? And finding those gaps of time where they can maybe work on homework or pick up some extra hours at work if they need to.
Sometimes, Carly has been asked to work too much during the week at her job. When this happens, she loses balance between school and her part-time job. This can cause her to be tired at school and can also cause her grades to suffer.
Luckily, like everyone at Hotbox is really understanding, so that's good. And I basically just talked to them about it and they were really understanding. They're pretty good about like your hours and like if I need to take time off from school, they're like, okay, it's fine.
This is something that many high schoolers struggle with. It is important to communicate with an employer about schedules and struggles that are going on.
Advocating for themselves with their employer and saying, I can't work. You know, my number one job is school. I'm going to have to cut my hours back. And that's obviously really hard to do when you're making money and you have an employer that expects you to be there.
Getting a job and finding balance with schoolwork can be very difficult. But the rewards it gives overcomes the difficulties.
Knowing how to manage your time will make you successful the rest of your life because you'll go on to college and you'll need to figure out how to manage your time between classes. On a weekend, you know, you might want to go out and with your friends, go see a movie, but you got to figure out how much work you've got and what, you know, if you have an exam coming up, how much time do you need to study? And it all boils down to time management. So if you can figure that skill out now and really get that down, you're going to be set for life.
I'd say getting a job is definitely a good thing because it makes you responsible. And there's definitely a lot of things like I've learned, like, you know, just to always be on time is good. And yeah, I definitely would encourage anyone to get a job during high school because that way you also become like better at managing your time because you also need to like know like how much time you should work and like how much time you should spend in school.
If you have considered getting a job, there are many different ways you can get involved and still succeed in your schoolwork.
If you are struggling with that or you're trying to figure out how to do that, go see your counselor, talk to your teachers, talk to your parents, talk to your friends. You know, there are so many resources that you can get the help to make that work. In the counseling office, we have a part-time job board, so you can come and see who's hiring and see what would be a good fit for you.
Finding balance with a part-time job and schoolwork in high school is possible. It's all about time management, hard work, and determination. For WHJE Radio and Finding Balance, this has been Addie Yost. For more stories like this, go to WHJE.com.